The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scabrell, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast tonight, all of you guys that will be hopping on here on Facebook Live. I want to welcome our podcasters, and I want to welcome our YouTube audience. Tonight, we're going to be dealing with a particular subject called plagues, pestilences, and famine. Pestilence and famines. So, we want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. And I believe if you'll hang in there with me for the next 20 to 25 minutes, I believe we've got a good one. I'm going to be talking about some stuff that's going on right now. Let's get into this thing. We recently reported on how Eastern Africa, Kenya and Somalia, all these areas, and even Ethiopia, have been devastated with what is called the worst outbreak of locusts in over 70 years. A recent report indicated that millions of locusts swarmed into the Eastern African nation from Somalia and Ethiopia, destroying farmland and threatening an already vulnerable region with devastating hunger. Now, according to a new report, the situation, at least in Somalia, is so dire that they have officially declared a national emergency as the locust swarms are spreading across East Africa. Now, I know as sure as we get into this, I know there's going to be rebuttals that will come back and arguments that will say, well, we've always seen this. You know, the Middle Eastern nations, they get locusts and this. Yes, that's true. About every year they'll have swarms of locusts to come, and they'll come through and they'll do a little bit of damage, or they'll do some major damage. But guys, this is on a catastrophic level. I want to emphasize this again. The worst outbreak in 70 years. Now, you know 70 is a biblical number. 40, 70, 12, 7, 3, those are all biblical numbers. 70. There were 70 elders. There was the 70 that was appointed. I mean, this is very interesting. All these biblical numbers that keep popping up. According to BBC, the country's Ministry of Agriculture said that the locusts, which consume large amounts of vegetation, are posing a, quote, major threat to Somalia's fragile food security situation. Now, again, before this report, they had already devastated parts of Kenya and Ethiopia to the point where there was a warning that went out saying that the agricultural industry there, the farmland there, the food there was being threatened, the crops and everything, by these massive swarms of locusts. Quote, there are fears that the situation may not be brought under control before the harvest begins in April. The harvest, again, we're talking about the food situation. That's why we said plagues, pestilences, and famines. But neighboring Kenya has not seen a locust threat on this level again in 70 years. According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, a newly updated report indicated that this could actually grow much worse. And I give you a number that they threw out there. This is absolutely phenomenal. And again, I quote, the region could grow 500 times by June. Let me say that again. The locust numbers could grow 500 times larger by the time that June rolls around. Now we got a new report. I haven't even talked about the newest update on these locusts that we're gonna get into that tonight on this broadcast. But when you read this again, we're not talking about a normal situation. I live in the spring, or in the spring. I live for the spring. I'd like to say that today felt like spring. It was 72 degrees here in February. But nevertheless, that must be that spring fever they talk about. I live in southern Indiana. I'm a little bit farther north to be called a southerner, but I was born in Kentucky, so I can call myself a southerner. But nevertheless, we're known in this area, even farther south. You go Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. We're known all through that region right there is called is Tornado Alley. So when March rolls around, April rolls around, May rolls around, and tornadoes start appearing or they start popping up, that is called seasonal. That's called normal. We expect that. Earthquakes in California, we're not talking about mega quakes here, but just normal quakes, threes, twos, threes, fours. That's normal because of seismic activity there. That's normal. But when you start seeing these numbers and you start seeing reports, the worst in history, the worst ever recorded, the worst since records began, the worst in 25 years, the worst in 70 years. That's when you need to be paying attention. So when I was putting this message together, I thought of Exodus chapter 10. You remember when the children of Israel were in captivity to the Egyptians? There and Moses was raised up by God, and he told Moses, he gave him a message. He said, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And it says, and if he's reluctant and he does not and he resists, then I will show my quote wonders among you. And we know that there was 10 plagues that was released upon Egypt. One of those plagues, according to Exodus 10, 5 and 6, was a plague of locusts. Let me just read this passage, Exodus chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. They will cover the face of the ground so that it cannot be seen. They will devour what little you have left after the hail. So there was a hail, there was a plague of hail that came, and then the locusts followed, including every tree that is growing in your field. So here's this famine that comes as a result of what? The locusts. They will fill your homes and those of all your officials and all the Egyptians, something neither your parents nor your ancestors have ever seen from the day they settled in this land until now. Now, that's a bold statement. I want to say that again. Something neither your parents, that's a generation, nor your ancestors, that's another generation. So we could say 80 years conservatively there, have not seen from the day they settled in this land till now. Now remember, again, according to this report, this was the worst locust outbreak in 70 years. That tells me that an entire generation that is alive in this region has never seen a locust outbreak on this level. So again, guys, this brings this to a whole other magnitude. Now, let me give you the latest headline from today. According to RT News, Saudi Arabia and Yemen are now in the crosshairs as roughly, now don't ask me how they got this number. People is already on our social media, on Twitter and Facebook, people has asked, how do they know this number? I don't know. I'm not an expert on these insects, so don't ask me. But according to this report, roughly 360 billion, think about that for a second, locusts producing a swarm that is estimated to be measuring roughly the size of Manhattan, New York, is right now descending upon Yemen and Saudi Arabia, and it's so great that it's blocking out the sun at times. Now, again, we posted this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can go there and you can click. There's the links are there provided to the original sources. There you'll see video of this. You're going to see images of this, and it's absolutely breathtaking. And again, the sun is being blocked out by the mass number of locusts. Again, by this quote saying that it was of the size of Manhattan, New York, that's descending upon these regions. And again, according to the FAO, the Food and Agricultural Organization, the UN, the United Nations, has requested, now they're requesting over $75 million in efforts to tackle the emerging crisis caused by the swarm. So how much devastation is going to be done? How far widespread is this going to go? Who's it going to reach next? Where's it going to go next? But then again, the warning is that these swarms of locusts could reportedly grow up to 500 times the size that it is now. Wrap your mind around that. In the next few months, by the time June gets here. Again, unprecedented to think about this. Now, while you've got this going on, think about what I just told you. A report by, and he put all the links in here. This is from Michael Snyder. We report often because I love how he's very much like what we do here at ETH, but he puts it in article form where we put it in podcast or vocal form. But he did a piece, a reporting piece last night, and we shared this on our main website at ETH. Four plagues are currently marching across Asia. Again, pestilence, plagues, and famine. What is it? All right, four. Now, this is not even including the locusts. The coronavirus, which everybody by now knows what this is. They declared a national emergency. Some are saying that it's borderline a pandemic, although they don't like to use the P word. For the first time in 50 years, the United States issued a mandatory quarantine at a particular airport where there was persons or people that came in from China, and they were mandatory quarantined. I don't know how long it was or whatnot. This is spreading all across the United States of America by now. By this time, a lot of media news outlets are not even reporting anymore. We've had our second death outside of China, I believe. It was in the Philippines. So, again, we've got I don't even know the official number of how many deaths we have now of the coronavirus in China alone, or how many people was allegedly infected, and that number could be give or take depending on what source you hear it from and who to believe and what not to believe. In fact, social media outlets like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are now they're running a fine-tooth comb through their networks so that they can snuff out quote-unquote conspiracy theorists or those who are embellishing the story and using hashtags like hashtag coronavirus or hashtag coronavirus outbreak or whatever, and they're connecting it with stories that they say are embellished or whatnot. Okay, I'm only giving you the reports. But again, as we speak, everybody's looking at the coronavirus, but you've got this coronavirus, you've got an African swine fever that's been going on. You've got the H5N1 bird flu and the H1N1. Let me give you a little bit about this. We're going to skip over the coronavirus just because we have really hammered on that for a while. We've talked about that. So I don't want to get into that, but let me give you this quote. African swine fever has devastated pork farms from one end of China to the other. There is no vaccine for pig Ebola. This is what they call us. There is no cure. And once it hits a farm, the only thing that can be done is to kill off every single pig so that it won't spread any further. But even through draconian measures that have been implemented, and again, I'm reading you this quote from themostimportantnews.com, it has just kept spreading. And at this point, about two-thirds of China's swine herd has been lost. There's video that circulated of people fighting over pork at Chinese meat counters as a result of this. Brett Stewart, a president of the market research and analyst firm Global AgriTrends, estimates that about two-thirds of China's swine herd has been lost to the disease, and contrary to official government reports of recovery, more pigs are dying every day as the African swine flu continues to spread. Okay? Now, again, in China itself, pork prices are at an all-time high at just under $300 per 100 weight, and the country outbids Japan, which is usually the top bidder. Food inflation, here's your famine, is soaring, and some Chinese people have been unable to buy pork in 6 months. All right? Now, unfortunately, according to reports, this insidious disease has also been devastating farms in many other nations all over the planet. Cambodia, North Korea, South Korea, Vietnam, and I know there's people here, even in the Philippines, has been struck hard. It has been estimated that one out of every four pigs in the entire world, listen to this, guys, it has been estimated that one out of every four pigs in the world has already died in this particular crisis. And it's far from over. It's just continuing to spread. Again, there is no cure for this. All right? Now, I want to go on down and talk about three other things here. There's an alarming resurgence of the H5N1 bird flu in China. According to the Daily Mail, more than 17,000 chickens have been killed off in an effort to keep this new outbreak from spreading any further. And here's a direct quote from the Daily Mail. Quote, China has reportedly seen an outbreak of a highly pathogenic strain, and we reported this, by the way, on ETH the other night, of H5N1 bird flu, which has already killed 4,500 chickens. The outbreak was initially reported at a farm in Shaoyang City. I don't know how you pronounce that, so please don't beat me up over that. But anyway, it's Shaoyang City in the southern province of Wuhan, south of the epicenter of the coronavirus, Wuhan. In Wuhan, I'm sorry. According to Reuters report, Chinese authorities have already killed off 1,728 poultry in the wake of this outbreak. Unlike the African swine fever, humans can actually become infected by the H5N1. Now, as of this report, we don't have any official confirmation that this is spread to humans. We pray to God that it does not. That would be very bad. According to the World Health Organization, the mortality rate for human cases is approximately 60%. Again, let's hope that it remains among the chicken and not go to humans. Alarmingly, the H5N1 bird flu has also popped up at a facility in India. So it's not just China, but it's in India. According to a report, authorities in eastern India and an eastern Indian state will start culling chickens and destroying eggs from Tuesday to contain a bird flu virus of the H5N1 strain, a government official stated on Monday. The samples collected from a poultry breeding and research farm of a veterinary college there tested positive, according to a statement. Now, on top of this, so you have the coronavirus, you have this African swine flu, you have the H5N1. You have locust plagues of biblical proportions. We also have the H1N1 swine flu that is beginning to spread once again. In fact, according to this report, more than 100,000 people in Taiwan has recently sought medical treatment for flu-like symptoms at hospitals across the country over the past week, and there have been 13 confirmed deaths. Again, this is all happening right now before our eyes. Now, biblically speaking, What is this, brother Ricky? What are we talking about here? We're talking about Matthew 24. Listen to this, verse 7 and 8. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Again, that was from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 7 and 8. John the Revelator said in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, and when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." Guys, again, based on your theological interpretation and your perspective and your belief, some of you believe that the black horse and its rider are galloping through the earth. There's another group like myself that don't believe we're in the tribulation yet, but we're in the beginning of sorrows. But we're heading and we're about to embark into the tribulation. But nevertheless, it says that either, depending on what your time frame is, theologically speaking, it says that when this black horse and its rider begin to ride through the earth, it will directly affect the world's food supply. And it will result in famine, hunger, like unprecedented times that we've seen. It will cause unbelievable inflation. Prices will be like they were in the Great Depression. Again, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of a barley for a denarius. A whole day's wages will be required to buy one loaf of bread, according to John the Revelator in the book of Revelation. So guys, listen. Again, we are seeing biblical things happening. We're in the second month of 2020, and we're seeing just disaster after disaster, event after event. What's next on the what's going to happen next on the calendar? What's going to happen next in sequence of events? Time will tell, but I'm going to tell you something, guys. Again, I said this before, the time of playing games is over. It's time to get the oil in the lamp, keep it in the lamp, keep your wicks trim, and keep your lamps burning, because the bridegroom is about to stand over the banister. He's about to blow the trumpet, blow the shofar, and he's about to gather his bride from the earth. And I don't know about you, but I do not want to be one of those foolish virgins who is not ready for the groom when he calls his bride home to be with him. Come on, do you agree with that tonight? Come on, I'm gonna give you an opportunity. Maybe you're backslid tonight. Maybe you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to give you an opportunity real quick. Guys, if you'll mean a prayer from your heart, if you'll truly repent of your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come in your heart and live in your heart through the Holy Spirit and wash you and transform you and put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Friends, if you'll really truly do that, you will be born again. And you will be welcomed into the family, and then you begin to cultivate and steward that personal relationship with Him every single day by reading your Bible, praying to Him, getting into a church, getting into a local assembly and fellowshipping with other believers. I implore you to do that, because it is the times of are at hand. Father, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice, whether they be on podcast, YouTube, or Facebook, or however they may view this or hear this tonight, or maybe the rebroadcast of this. I pray for them. I pray for their souls. I pray that, Lord, if there be anybody that's backslid tonight away from you, God, I pray that you draw them back to you by your Holy Spirit. If there be anybody watching this tonight, maybe they've never accepted you, Lord. They've never made you the Lord of their life. I pray right now, God, that the Holy Spirit of conviction would rest upon their shoulders, rest upon their heart. And Lord, that they would repent of their sins, confess their sins before you, turn from their sins and their wicked ways and turn to you, put their trust and their faith in the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only name given under heaven and to men in which we must be saved. And I pray that if they do that tonight, I pray that, Lord God, that you give them peace that surpasses all understanding tonight. Then let them know and rest assured that when they rest their head at night and lay their head on their pillow, that if something was to happen, if their heart was to stop beating, or if they was to wake up in eternity before the night would end, that they would know with a surety that they will be in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray this tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Listen, guys, we got exciting news before we get off here. First of all, if you'd like to subscribe to us with a daily and receive a daily digest in your inbox, you can go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You guys on podcasts and YouTube, if you'll just hold off just for a second at the end of this broadcast, you're going to see our main website address. You're going to hear a little bit of an information there on how you can do all that. But you guys on Facebook Live, there's a little link right there underneath the description. If you'll click on that, it's going to take you to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. When you go there, you're going to see a place where you can subscribe and get a daily digest every single day in your inbox. Okay, there's going to be places there you can do that. Now, we've got breaking news. We've been telling you for months now that we've got an app coming. We've got the app for all the Android users. I apologize to the iOS users, but not yet. Come on, the best is coming for those who wait. But for all the Android users, our ETH app is now in the App Store. You guys on Facebook Live, I'll put the link down there when I get off here. I'll put it in there, so look for that. I'll put a direct link. If you've got an Android device and you want our app, it's absolutely free, no charge to you. Click on the app. Go there, download the app. You'll get that app. You can follow us. You'll get notifications given to you whenever we break news, breaking news throughout the day, throughout the week. You'll get all those alerts. All of our podcasts you're going to see there right at your fingertips on your mobile device or tablet. Our podcast, our YouTube channel is going to be on there. All of our headlines, all that. Now, again, don't freak out on me. All of our Apple, Team Apple, we've got you. Listen, I'm on your team. I'm an Apple guy myself. But Apple is a little bit more tedious on what you have to go through and the hoops you have to go through to get an app approved by them. So they take longer. So again, the Android app is there. And I'm going to put the link there. You guys listening by podcast and YouTube, again, if you'll go to the App Store and just type in End Time Headlines and look for it, just scroll down, keep scrolling, find it. And when you do find it, make sure you give us a good rating so that it'll give us more visibility. The more visibility, the easier it's fine. And you guys know how the drill on that. But all of our iOS users, it's coming. And as soon as it gets here, we will announce it. It will go live and we will have that application for you guys as well. So we're excited about this. We've worked hard on this. My good friend Denver and his whole team has been working hard on this. And we're still tweaking some stuff out there. It's still not, there's still a little bit of stuff that needs to be tweaked, but it's nothing major that we couldn't release it live and let it go live. So this is just some stuff behind the scenes is still working out. But nevertheless, we're excited about this. Again, if you'd like to support this ministry, again, everything's free, guys. The app's free. These broadcasts are free. Our YouTube channel's free. Our podcasts are free. No materials, no subscription fees. There's no fees whatsoever. Everything is free to everyone that's watching, listening, whatever the case may be. All we ask is if this ministry continues to bless you, it continues to inform you, it continues to equip you, then you, that we ask that you be obedient, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, we ask that you be obedient and sow into this ministry, either a one-time gift or you can do a monthly partnership. A lot of people do a monthly partnership to our ministry. And you, again, all that information there on Facebook Live is on the link. You guys on podcast and YouTube, right at the end of this broadcast, that information is going to come up. We have a P.O. Box. For those who wish to give by check or money order, they can do that. It's P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. And again, for those that wish to give by check or money order, it's at End Time Headlines. End Time Headlines. So we love you guys. God bless you. We're going to sign off for today. We're going to take tomorrow off, and we will be back on here on Wednesday. I apologize. Last Wednesday, we didn't get to our prayer segment, but I was actually in prayer in a church and we were having a corporate prayer service, but we didn't get to do it here online. So we've got that planned. Lord willing, we're going to come back on a Wednesday and we're going to pray live for many of you guys and come into agreement with many of your needs on Wednesday. And then we'll be back on either on Thursday or Friday, and we'll have another viewpoint segment like we did today and get you up to speed with world events and events and things that are happening and times and seasons from a biblical perspective. So we love you guys. God bless you.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.